Welcome to Mom Care Monday, the weekly self-care check-in just for moms. I am your host, Alicia Beach, and I am the birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom of four. Yes, that is eight kids. So you can probably guess that I am pretty familiar with the craziness that comes along with motherhood and how easily mom's needs get knocked to the bottom of the list. But I'm here to remind you to put yourself back at the top of the list here on Mom Care Monday. I have a question for you. When was the last time that you actively incorporated joy into your day? I know you're probably looking at me right now like, are you serious? Are you serious now? These days, who has time for that? Nobody has time for that. And I'm saying you have to make time for it. You have to be intentional about it because especially now, we are going through our days. We go through every day constantly dealing with all the to-dos, all the things we have to do, all the people that we have to help, right? And so we're constantly giving. We're giving of our time, our energy, our focus, our patience. Give, 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 give. And very rarely are we looking at the day and thinking about, okay, at what point can I give to myself, right? So there's constant withdrawals of energy, patience, time, all of that stuff, and very few moments of deposits, right? Giving to yourself so that you can fill in the depleted reserves that you have used throughout your day already. What does that look like? Like, how is that actually possible when it seems like you have little to no time to even get the things done that you are already doing? I get it. I understand, right? This is what I do for myself that has really helped me to look at my day differently. I see my day in segments, right? And if you look, take the time to take a look at your day, it naturally breaks up into segments. When you wake up in the morning, when you get your kids up, when you go to school, go to work, do the schooling, lunchtime, afternoon time, transition from school and work into the next part of the day, right? If you just take the time to take a look at your day, it naturally breaks into segments. So I started paying attention to that, right? And then I started to think, you know, there's always this moment of time where you transition from one segment to the other. So what can I do in those segments to kind of refuel myself a little bit before I move on to the next thing? And so I started inserting those little practices of joy into my day in those transition moments between the segments of my day. So when I first wake up, that's a transition into the beginning of my day. So I'll take a nice long walk with a friend or have a hot cup of coffee or just take the time to put on an outfit that makes me feel good throughout the day or meditating. Whatever it is, what can you do in that moment to give to yourself a little bit, right? Make yourself smile, make yourself feel good, a moment of enjoyment. And then I can move into dealing with my kids and whatever it is they have to do. And I can move through that with a little bit more patience, a little bit more joy, a little bit more happiness. And then I just go throughout my day. Oh, I'm in a transition moment. Let me take some time to go sit outside for 10 minutes to let go of the morning. The crazy morning of Zooms, right? Let that go. And let's shift into the next part of the day, right? If you're coming home from work or whatever, sit in your car for 5 minutes. Take that time. Don't feel guilty about it because it's really going to help you in the transition of work so that you can take a moment to let go of work, insert that little bit of joy, that little nugget, whether it's singing at the top of your lungs in the car or taking a moment of silence before you walk into the next thing so you're not carrying the stress of one segment into the other and you've actually spent some time to do something you like for you. Make that deposit, right? What can you do? What are the things that you enjoy throughout your day that can give you the deposit of joy that you need? Now, I'm not saying that you won't have bad days, you won't feel overwhelmed, you won't feel stressed, and every day is just going to be like, oh, life is fabulous and life is good. No, that's not realistic. But I will assure you that you will have a higher level of resilience, a higher level of patience, and you will find more happiness and joy in the things that may typically stress you out because you've taken the time to practice joy for yourself. Whatever it is, dance it out right before dinner. Go have a quickie in the closet with your partner. Little things, little moments. Smile. Have a moment of peace. It truly makes a huge, huge difference in your day. Just look at little pockets of time. And then before you know it, at the end of the week, you have put in a good amount of time for yourself. It's just those little practices make the hugest difference in your life, in your day-to-day. And then you don't feel like you're just doing everything for everybody else and you're never getting anything for yourself. Practice joy intentionally. Insert it in your day, every single day. What are you going to do this week that you brings you joy, that you enjoy, makes you smile? All right, mamas, have a wonderful week. I love you. Thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Mom Care Monday. Be sure to take a moment to hit that subscribe button so that you can join us every week. You can also join me over on Instagram at My Life Is a Beach, or you can follow at The Mom Forum on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And take a moment to visit our website, themom-forum.com, to read our current blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. And don't forget to make sure and take the time to practice that self-care this week. And I'll see you here next week on Mom Care Monday.